Even if it's gonna be it. Right, help your way to a place that you could be and eat, not just a heksha. When JSLR gives a heksha, doesn't mean you could go there. It means that for a guy, it's kosher. Mahmoud. Mahmoud, hey. I know what it is. The heksha that they say you could eat, you can't eat, I don't know. Could you eat Mahmoud? In the coastal, by coastal area, everything's Mahmoud over there. All those guys, the shops on the way out, you walk up, those are Mahmoud for some reason. I don't know why.
And Stroll's the craziest thing. This guy, you lie to eat? Of course. What are you talking about? Is there another guy? What? Hello. Yeah. You ate it? I'm telling you, in the bagel, it was trash. They put a piece of, I don't know what, they put a piece of Ben Gavir in there. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. That's what he said. The next guy says trash. 100% trash. Like, is that? It doesn't go from like, it doesn't go from one, like.
Because that guy knows the Mashkiach.
Not like Pashkas and Libas, you know what I mean?
No, what's it like?
I don't even know what they call Shabash and Libas, but it's a good name. I have no idea, I'm just saying. But I'm not giving, I don't want to give my opinion, that's all. I learned. No, I learned at night.
Are you feeling okay?
We learned at night. We learned at what? Lakewood is Hipashka's. I didn't see.
That's the names of the half the people.
Oh, okay. No, I learned at night. We have a guy at night over here who's a Sheikh Amoyel, Rav Machsha. He's all in one, the Yerminator. And he has the, I don't know. Every time I say something, I'm off somewhere.
Apparently, he thinks his opinion matters. He does not matter. That's what he does.
Him also, the whole family. It's a family, family owned and operated. The opinions is family owned and operated. Anyway, we finished yesterday to the Mishnah. I got to go back and drop because we got till the Mishnah. There's a big thing over here that we just ran through real fast, but it's really very negaya.
The reason we ran through is because we don't have time. It's the same applies today.
Okay, well, we need to get you a what do you call that bowl? A ply bowl? Ply bowl? Yeah, a ply. Anyway.
Ply bowl's a store. Just let me know what you're saying. Sounds good. Sounds like
anyway.
A good bowl.
What's
like
a ply bowl?
Ply bowl, we're going to get you one. Get him one. Make sure you're next to that bathroom.
Why?
I don't know. Those things, I don't know.
It sounds like you have them all the time.
No, I never had it.
You were walking in the park yesterday.
His teenage daughter.
No, he was walking in the park yesterday. And,
I see on my credit card.
You have to dig a hole. You have to dig a hole.
Yeah, me and you both. You guys. The only problem is yours is my credit card
because
you bought it.
He's shocked when he sees it. You shouldn't be.
You know what's funny, Avi? Me and you both see it in the credit card. I don't think I ever looked at a credit card statement. So me and you both. Avi, instead of reading the Aten, he reads the credit card statement on Shabbos. It's like Oedik Shabbos to read the credit card statement. Oh, God, look at this. Unbelievable. By the table, he reads it. Hey, who bought that $249 you spent on the fork?
Why would I do that?
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah. You don't go crazy?
No. Thank God.
Why don't you put a limit on the credit card? You could do that. Okay, anyway, so what I was trying to say, the Gemara says that if you have a daughter that's a kabas koyin that was mazana, so you're allowed to call papa, So first of all, what are the two lashanas over? It means Parshat Shad is that a kohen, you have to be noig him. A kohen gets special. We got a kohen right there. A kohen gets special respect, right? We always give you a lot of respect over there in the corner.
Only if it's Oisim Maisamcha.
No, so well, regular Jew is Oisim Maisamcha, but the what it is noigim by kodesh, noigim by choil. Covered noigim of his own, if he's a kohen that's a ma'aretz, so maybe you're not mechuyev to give him cover. You're not mechuyev to give him cover. So it's only, even if you would give him some cover, because he's a kohen, so you give him the benefit of the doubt. You give him azar over here. You're not mechuyev. Now this is a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. But the
145, then you'll be covered to your parents.
The Ramah and the Mardcha Paskin that this halacha is not a halacha psuka that you're mechuyev. You're allowed to not give cover to the kohen if his daughter is mezana, and it's only specific znus, because znus means that the father did not bring up the kid correctly. That's what the Mardcha and the Ramah hold. It's dafka this thing that she did. So you have a girl went off the derech. That doesn't mean that the father is a rasha. Bilger is right. Yeah, Smiller. Now the Mishne Bura Paskins. Mishne Bura.
That was after the fact.
No, Znus Eishes Ish is serious. Somebody was Naira Marosa. That was Mazana. That's a very serious thing. So that's what we're talking about. Now it's brought down that the Mishabura says that this whole thing's not negated today, because, and he brings up from a Ber Hativ, that's how he paskins, that's how we paskin, is that it's only with Edim and Hasra, the Bechlan not negated today, this whole thing. So this whole Gemara today is not negated. You can't call someone a Rosh because his daughter is not from, you know, or did something irrespectfully. But
call her a Rosh today, though.
You can't. I don't know if you can't call her Russia. I mean, she's. Oh, you mean she go further? Yeah, I don't know. Call her. What do you call that thing? Not Mazamrim. What's that thing called? That.
Muda?
No, for Shabbos. They have a Shabbos. Miller. What's this Miller's place called?
Minyan.
No, yeah, he makes a Shabbaton. Forgot the name. Okay, anyway, this guy Miller. He makes Shabbatons all over. For people who have kids who are not from?
Okay, of Tony?
Not Care of Tony. Another one. Yeah.
That's Care of Tony, no?
No. Or maybe it is, I don't know. Okay, anyway, so.
Oh,
Yeah, Keshe Nafshi. So anyway, another thing that's interesting is that the Mabit says that Avram Avinu had a son. Avraham Avinu had a son that was not from. He had Yishmael, who went off Derech. And Yitzchak had a son who wasn't from. Esav. So if you're allowed to call Avraham Avinu a Rasha and Yitzchak Avinu, it's Pasha that not. So he says that it's only if the father is also not Oysa Maisa Amcha. Means it's not just the girl that's not from, or
Why is it Russia? Why is it Russia by Russia? It's a Russia and a Russia.
Two Russias.
If the father's also not towing the line, that's what my bit says. I don't know. I just wanted to bring this out here. There's a lot of different halachas over here. There's a halacha of Pasuk Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to call someone a guy. Any Yehudi, there's a certain halacha. A guy does a certain averus. There's different. You got to be careful what you do. You don't want to be called the names, man. You know, that was yesterday's Gemara. Today we're starting a new Mishnah. Mitzvahs on Esrafin.
Came last night?
Yeah, I think so.
You need the Farusa?
Yeah, we went through that already.
You guys are ready? Anyway, Mitzvahs on Esrafin.
Will we up to the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Where do we start from?
It's fine. Continue doing your thing. We keep on reading, you know?
Yeah.
Mitzvahs on Esrafin. We've till now we finished Niskalin. Now go in Nisrafin. How you burn. It's a halach in the Torah that there's a chiv. Some people do averas, then you have to burn their body. Now, what does it mean, burn their body? So that's the Mishnah going to talk, how you do it. But realize that there is a chiv of Misa of Nisrafin. And if a guy's mechuyiv that Misa, if he gets killed another way, you weren't yoyt to the mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mitzvah on Esrafin, I'm a shakin, I said, bezevel, adak, vaser. You take manure, and till his knees, you put him in manure. The Pashup shot is because it's like a thick juice, and the guy stays in one place, and it'll be easier to do the job. Another pshat is the Yad Rama says, because a lot of people who go through this kind of misa let themselves go. How do you say? Exergitate? Whatever you call that thing. And they let themselves go, and mele, it's a big mess if he's already in there. So you know it's nothing will happen.
No busha.
You take a hard cloth and you put it into a soft cloth. The koyrech al tzavur, you tie it on the neck. Two edim. The two edim, one guy pulls like this, one guy pulls like that. Achapoyzik has piv, his mouth opens. Umadlik is a psilu, you light the wick. It doesn't mean the wick, it means it's a piece of lead. It's a hot piece of lead. V'zorko toch piv, you throw it into his mouth. V'yertoch may have gone to the stomach. V'chameres b'nei may have burns out the insides. The outside, he's whole. This is the chiv of Srefa min ha-Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hu im meis b'yodom, le'mekam b'mis Srefa. He says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't do it like this. Why? Because what happens is, if you pull the neck like that, there's a good chance, good possibility, the guy might die just from chokehold. Like Joy Floyd, whatever his name is.
Joy Coy.
The guy in Staten Island. So, Mela, let me kind by Mr. Strafa. His name was Joy Floyd, no?
Mix and match. His name is George Floyd, and he was out in the Midwest.
Who's the guy in Staten Island? The guy. They did a chokehold, right?
Yeah, that was the guy in the train station.
The Fetzler.
In the train.
No.
The guy only died with a chokehold because we have to bring him to the Gemara to make him understand what it means. That was the time when they came to Lakewood. We boarded up the whole matzav. Oh, that was George Hill. Okay.
Joy.
Name is such a
Joy
Shnamada. Loya Mekayim by Mitzvah Shreifa El Pesach Pesach. He says you can't do that because the chance you're not going to get the Shreifa. And if you don't do Shreifa, the God is not a Kapara. The whole Kapara is the Mises Bezdin of what the Torah says he's Mechuyiv to get. You give him something else, it don't work. Another shot I saw somebody says also the reason why you tie a hard thing into a rough cloth into a soft cloth because it could like rub his neck. He has motzar. Another shot is because it could cut his neck. If you cut his neck again, you're not yet to mitzvah sefer. He died from the cut. So what does he do? So this is when I gave to you the chapel. El pesach is pibet seves. Take a crowbar. No, pliers. You have pliers. One of those tools. The how do you open the car? You know, those accident. They open the car. They call it the crow or something. But savish loy betoivase. The guy doesn't want. You still pry his mouth open. Umadlik zapsilo. Then you light it up. Vezarkel tach piv. Yeres tach meiv. Chamez bnei meiv. It's a serious thing. Amar lezman tzadok. Maisa baskoy.
How's that burning?
No, it burns the insides. It's lead. It's lead. Lead turns into juice. It's 5,000 degrees. No, inside burns out. It's Srefa. Srefa said, we'll see. That's called Srefa. You have a good kasha. That's not Srefa. That's burned the inside. Wait, we'll see. That's the next Gemara. Gemara is going to talk about this.
We'll go back to
it
tomorrow.
Baskoin, Akash, Vikifu, Chavez, Moyes, Afua. They did like they did in Brazil, or whatever these countries are, the third world countries. Somebody does something, they burn them in front of everybody. They would seduke him, and they didn't learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Tarsh Baal Peh, there was a Xer Shavah. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. Xer Shavah says that Srefa of the Torah does not mean burning the body. It means burning the inside. That's what Srefa of the Torah means. And these Tzedukim just learn the regular, they just read the Pasuk. Srefa? Okay, burn them. And that's not the way to go. And that's why the Mishnah brings us down. My Psilo. What does it mean, the wick? So Amar Amasna, Psilo Shel Aver. It means a piece of lead. And you put it in the hot lead and it burns the inside. Manolan. How do you know that's called Srefa? Your question. Chapel had a good question. Ask your Srefa Maskar. You have a Gezer Shava. Malahalon. You got it over here. Malahalon. Srefa's Neshama. Srefa's Neshama. The Guf Kayan. Afkan. Srefa's Neshama. The Guf Kayan. 1 second. How do you have it over here? Vayikach alos akaris amatz akaris shekuvah serufim. It says serufim vayrakum sipul mizbeach. And over there, it was their bodies. No, that's not the vavil. That's not the vavil. Yeah, that's karakos. I'm saying it's two different.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. It was also through the nose, but that's karak. I don't say it in the Torah.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Why does it say wick? Why don't you say light?
That's what it means. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. Come back tomorrow.
For what?
No, I don't know. Ask yourself, 1 second. Seriously, I'm not. Ask yourself straight from Miles Karach. Miles, it is Yadma?
I'm looking right now. It's in the Roger thing. Called away.
Ask your shreif is in maskarach. Malan shreif is neshama v'guf kaim. Afkan shreif is neshama guf kaim. That's called shreif. So when the Torah says shreif, that's what it means.
What number was that?
Rabbi Loza Omer, ask your shreif is in bnei Aaron. He says no. You don't learn out from Korach. You learn out from bnei Aaron. Malan shreif is neshama v'guf kaim. Afkan shreif is neshama v'guf kaim. So mainly you have a gzer shava. There's two gzer shavas, either from askarach, either from nadav aviyu. They got burnt, and you see that shreif over there was the body was whole. It was just the insides. So over here also, same thing. So man diol madas karech menole. The chesiv es machtes hakatoim ha'ela benafshoysam. So it says over here, it says this. Es machtes hakatoim ha'ela benafshoysam. So benafshoysam tells you, Shneshmosam benafshoy shneshmosam nesref is a guf kaim. That's what Shoyzim tells you. It's their nefesh. The nefesh is the neshama, not the guf. Vidach, hay sref is mamish. No, that was regular srefa. Umay benafshoyzim. I said benafshoyzim. Does that mean that the nefesh? No, it doesn't mean that. Shneshchayv shreva iskin afshoyzim. Afshoyzim means that they on the that the fact that they went out to eat together. They went out to. They have chanifa with the food. Aliski and avshoysam. So you guys, mamash mecham to the Gemara. Keder shlokish. Damash ma'idach said bechanfe laage ma'og chereg alai shinemo. Bishvil chanufa shechnifu lekorach aliske legima. Legima is the food. Charak aleim shav shukhenem shinof. Because he wined and dined them korach. And the Gemara is going to say later on, Karach was be'etzim a gadol ador. He was a gadol. But things went wrong. We'll see the Gemara is going to say what went wrong. But because he was machin of them with food, like as a restaurant, as a matzib. So Melo, it was Karach lehem shtar shagayim shinov. Umad the yolev. So that's what Afshoysam means. Afshoysam doesn't mean... Afshoysam doesn't mean that the neshama. They really, by Koyach, they got burned total, the whole body. It means that because they went and they enjoyed the goods, the goodies of the achila v'shtia to put into their body, that's why they died, because they did chanifa. Next. Menoli, the chesiv, where by Bnei Aaron does it say that their body's not going to burn? Vayemusu lufnei Hashem ke'en misa. It says, vatoich vateitze eish lufnei Hashem, banu pasuk, vatoich lo'ezom vayemusu lufnei Hashem, they died ke'en misa. So Gemara says, v'idoch, what does he do with that pasuk? Hahu, sreifa mamish. No, that was sreifa mamish avoy. Umayi lechsiv vayemusu, ta'aschu bu mgavoy. It started from the inside, ke'en misa, but really went all the way out. There were two, strands of fire that came out. It split to four. It went to the nose. How can you say the whole body didn't get burned, didn't get consumed? It was only the insides. And that's how we know that sreifa means only the insides. So that's what it means. Them and not their begging. No, this is a kash, another one. Yeah. According to Mandama holds that everything got burnt. Oysa means that it's a miyot. That means not everything got burnt. So what didn't get burnt? It says that their clothing didn't get burnt. Their clothing stayed. So now the Gemara says, what do you have to learn out from Koirach or Aaron HaKoyin's kids? Nail him a parm on a srofen. Malham srefa mamish. You're saying learn out from there that it's not that when it says srefa in the Torah, it means only the insides. Mech tesi. Learn out from parm on a srofen. Malham srefa mamish. I've got srefa mamish. Over there, it's also srefa. That means real srefa. So why not go all the way? Maybe that's what srefa is. So Gemara says no. Mistavra me adam avol emev. We learn out from a person. Shekain adam, chayta, neshama, and pigul. Has four common denominators. These four things. It's a person to person. Chayta means it was a guy did a sin. And neshama is it takes his livelihood. And also there's no pigul. As opposed to parman asrofim, doesn't have those three things, and it has pigul. So Gemara says, Adram, parman asrofim lemeil, shekain machshel adairus. Parman asrofim, Sreifa's Bezdin is a Heksha Mitzvah for Hashem to Mekayim Sreifa. And it's Ladairus. So those two things are common denominators that you have by Parman Asrofim. So maybe that's what you learn from this. What's Hanukhafishan? Those are more.
How does it differentiate?
Who?
How does it differentiate? Say, Adam Chayta, Neshama, and Tigul. The only differentiate is
no, we're saying that, no. Parman Asrofim is not Adam or Chayta or Neshama. The only thing it has is pigul, as opposed to a person. So there's nothing. Basically, you have nothing common. But you have two other things. Moses says over here you have four. Over there you have two. So four. If you have four common denominator and two common denominator, you go with the four. Mandi yol madas kairach. Now the Gemara is the obvious question. Mandi yol madas kairach. My time le yol mene aaron. Why doesn't he learn from the aaron? Hahu sreifa mamish avoy. So if anyone named me no, so learn it from there. I'm not gonna avoy. My krov after achka meichel bar le misi yafa. No. There's something called a Misa Yafa. And if Torah says you have to do Sreifa, we want to do Sreifa in the most efficient, easiest way for the person. What's the most efficient way? This way. He dies right away. Boom. If you take fire and you put a person in the fire, it takes time until it catches on and they struggle for a little bit, then that's a very horrible thing. Sefreti Gemara. If you have a pasuk after Echka Meichel's Gzei Shava Lamele, you don't need the whole Gzei Shava. Gemara says, no. You know, you wouldn't know that that's Sreifa. Klal, v'imishma after Echem Eichel, so lovefish lechavidus maris. Take list of le'agel. Kamashma, no. If you tell me that after Echem Eichel, so just figure out, put kerosene, put all kinds of stuff, the person lights on fire in 2 seconds. Maybe you could do that. Kamashma, no, that Sreifa means from the inside is called Sreifa, and that's the most appropriate way to kill a person.
Both of those were Midei Shemayim.
Who?
Kairach and Nadav and Aviv.
This is Bezdin.
Okay.
How can we learn Mrs. Bezdin from Mrs. B'day Shemayim?
Why not?
Sure, like a Bristol Road or something. Yeah, okay. Vikvar, how you Moshe? Listen to this story. This is a phenomenal story.
You don't get a response.
Vikvar, Moshe v'arem mahalcha mederech. The Nadav Avihu Mahalchan Achreim, they were walking after. There's a medrash. V'chol Yisrael Achreim, the whole Klai Yisrael was walking behind them. Omar Loi Nadav Avihu. This is a very controversial Gemara, a hard Gemara to understand, but we'll try to get through it. Omar Loi Nadav Avihu, Emesai Yemusu Shnei Zakinim Halolu V'ani V'ato Nanigis Ador. When are the old rabbis going to die and we're going to take over shop? Omar Loi Nadav Avihu Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem heard that what they said. Hanira mi kairis mi. Let's see who buries who. You think this young spunky guy? That's what Trump said. Mi kairis mi. Amar papa hind ami inchi nefishi gamli sabi the tini mashchi dehugni. You find the old horse is carrying the young horse's skins. So basically, none of you died before Aaron and Moshe. Now, how were they allowed to say this? What was the pshat in this? What was the yuchal pshat? So first of all, some say. That Navi did not say it. They thought it. They chas v'shalom did not say it. But even to think it, they were such a high level of a tzaddik. And male that's what they got punished. Some say that there's a halacha that when you go up to Gedula, is Meichel Lekal Avinoisov, and they couldn't wait, not that they wanted their parents to die. They just couldn't wait to get a clean slate so that they could become a gedula and get a clean slate. Another pshat I saw that they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu are getting old. They don't understand the crowd. They don't know. They don't understand. The Elam needs a kiddush. The Elam needs a. The Elam needs a. It's a different kind of crowd. It's a young crowd. The old rabbis, they don't have it anymore. So that's what they were saying. We can't wait till they die, so we could take over and be mashpia the Elam more. They felt they could do more hashpah and be makar of Klal Yisrael more. And this was a mistake. The Ebrister was not obviously not happy with that, and he let them know it. So now we're going back because we said about Korach. See, the Gemara also goes back sometimes. That's where I get it from. So,
but it adds.
Substance. You know what that means?
Yeah.
What is it called? Azrak? What was that stuff called? The white stuff the many years ago?
Anthrax.
Substance.
You
can't open the mail. Can you imagine?
Substance?
Who?
What do you call it?
The white stuff in the envelope.
Anywhere.
Ruben,
what are you saying?
Ruben. Okay.
What?
Lama Tamad Chacham Daima.
4 years from now, that's exactly what you two are going to sound like.
Lama Tamad Chacham Daima Lefnei Am Aretz. Yeah.
What
are you talking about 4 years? Yeah, what's wrong with you? Anyway, Korach.
Now you're saying it
we said Korach was a big rabbi. Korach was a big rabbi. He was no jokes. Korach. He was a chaver chashav yid. No, that's the it says in the Torah. He was a chashav person. Was, Rashi says how you tell me the chachamim. Korach wasn't stam a yid. He was a nephew. Yeah. He was a Talmud Chacham.
No, I'm saying he was right.
He was right to be Maneg. I'm saying he was a serious Talmud Chacham. So what went wrong? So we already had the Gemara. The Gemara said that he was Hanifa with food, right? That's what the Gemara said before. So, So the Gemara is like this. When you have a Talmud Chacham in front of Amaretz, what's he doing? Amaretz goes to Reb Shach. Oh, God, Lador. Sipra and Menu, Reb Shach starts, I don't want to say Reb Shach, but the Gadol starts talking to him. He rubs off a little bit. The Amaratzis rubs off on the Gadol. Then the Kishul Kesef, the Amaratzis says, like a silver jug. Nenu Menu, the Talmud Chacham has enough from the Amaratzis. He goes out to eat with him. So, Doimel, the Kisen Shal Cheres, Kimish Nishba Shuvay, like Takana. At that point, the Talmud Chacham loses all everything he's done. Once you go out to eat with the Amoraz and you get your mushpa, you're over. And that's what happened by Korach. And I saw that they say that's what...
See, he took them out to eat and then they rubbed off on him.
Yeah, they rubbed off on him, yeah. And I saw that the
so
somebody says in Mari de Gazak that Eliezer Ever Avram, he said, what was happening? They said, why don't you come eat something? Now, the Pashup Shah and the Pashup Shah, they poisoned the food, but he said, I saw the Divrei Shaul. He says, no, first we're going to talk. I'm not going to eat till we talk. What Eliezer Avraham was saying is, if once I eat with you guys, then I'm part of you, I'm mushba with you, I'm done. First, let's make a deal. Afterwards, you want to talk, you want to eat, we can eat. First, I got to talk and get the deal done. Once you eat, you know. Okay. Imrisa Bas Tali. Listen to this one. Tali Burger. Bas Koyen. Imrisa Bas Tali. Bas Koyen Shazinso. Havoi. She was Mazana. Akfor Avchom Artuvio Chavilis Moris. He put some the boxer tree around her, whatever you call it. Vesarfa. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So two things that he made a mistake. Toba Tarti, Toba de Armasna, but Toba de Tanya, Ubasa Alkanam Alavim Al Shiva Shiba Yomahim, Bisman Shesh Bahen, Kohen, Yesh Mishma, Bisman Shen Kohen, Mishma, he had no right to do this. And Rashi says something interesting. I was wondering why Rashi said that until I read the next three lines. Rav Chaman Baduris Achoinim Hoyek Ashara Amaroim. Where Rashi is telling you that he wasn't in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. That was after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. So he had no right, Bechlal, to make a Bezdin. And some say that he did it because he was, like we said, a Rosh Hashanah. The other day we had the Gemara, they killed someone, they weren't allowed to, they did it because they felt they had to do it. It was a Shas Shmad. That guy drove to Shul on Shabbos, they zipped him out. Next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Mais. No, he made a mistake. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, you know what I'm saying? Mais Abbas
Kohen. Who's your Masna?
Rashi says.
That's not our Mishnah? That's our Masna?
He says that it is our Mishnah.
Seal
Shaleva. He explained it. He says the way you do Srefas with the Seal Shaleva.
He was the rabbi of the door. I guess he went to him.
I'm saying, but our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah, yeah. The husband. Amar Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara says Kohen Shazinso. So the Mishnah says it was a bad story. They burnt her. They weren't allowed. Or Amir says basically didn't show Sadukim Ava. They were the Sadukiites. Hachi Amalu, Vachi Adrulu. Hachi Amalu, Vachi Adrulu, Vatanya. We have another Brisa. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Zuchrani. I remember when I was a kid. She's teaching Mukavak Seifoi. When Pop used to bring me on the shoulders, you know. Shalaba, Vavi Bas Kohen Shazinso, Vekful Chviz Moyes Sofu. He said of Adus. And he's on his father's shoulders. He remembers that there was a girl that did the job as Nus, Bas Kohen, and they brought her to the field. They burnt her. So Amrullah, he caught him and he said, you know, maybe me rhyme, I can't remember from what you said. It's hearsay.
A lot of stories.
So Shnei, so which story was it? Was it this story in the Mishnah or that? What's the, no, Shnei Ma'isim Ava, two different stories. So hey, Amrullah Bereisha, which one was first? Either Malcolm Isa. Amaluk Bereisha, Amaluk the first Al Mishnah, Amaluk Shu Gadol Le Ashkech Bei, because it's Saduki. Amaluk Shu Katav Ashkech Bei. Thought you're going to listen to that then? I mean, of course not. Ella Amaluk Bereisha, Amaluk Katani. So he first said the story that he was on his father's shoulders, and they said, "Hey, that's hearsay." Then he said over the story from the Mishnah, and we said, "Hey, that's Sadukim. They weren't Bekiim." Amaluk Katani, so Amaluk Shu Gadol, Amaluk Nishlo based Nishlo Yisav Shah Bucky. No, I don't know if it was the same story. He said two different stories, but one. He was just saying, why would you say both stories? So, okay, next Mishnah. Now you could stop doing the Mava Sedra.
This thing seems to happen a lot.
I don't know, yeah. The first, that was Sadukim. And the other one is hearsay. Hearsay you don't believe. Maybe it didn't happen. There wasn't that much killing going on in those days.
No.
Except for Yashka and the five guys, Buki, Huki, Tuki, and Wiki, those guys. I know, he says they didn't kill him. Yerman Eisen says he didn't kill him. That we didn't kill Yashka. We gave him over to the Romans, but he brings down from, he says there's another Gemara that says Faker from Al Gemara, so he doesn't. To Yashka, some say, I don't know. Come at night, him and Gary were having, I said, you guys belong in the church. they literally, I'm telling you, I said, if the missionary catches, brings me to the church, they'll close the shop down. I'd be the worst guy in there. These two guys, Ataka Sakana, they'll go up front, they'll be in the front, they'll give the sermon, Gary will bring the psukim, he'll Yermanize, you know what I mean?
Are you bringing the funny jokes from there to here?
No, I'm serious. I got a problem. Anyway, you ready? Mitzvah Sadei Rogin. Mitzvahs are rugged. What happened to Helberg? Probably couldn't start the car. Mitzvahs are rugged. Oh, the guest is there. Just give the approval for the engagement. The guy would be married.
Oh,
no, that's the guy. The approval.
No.
Oh, different guest.
One's George Floyd and one's...
Oh, the Floyd Joyd. Okay, mitzvahs are rogen. Hayematizin es roisha. Now we're going to the killer with the knife. So you have... Herig is with... We got time? Yeah, we got time. So we got... We might be able to do the next Mishnah. So, mitzvahs are rogen. Hayematizin es roisha.
Say what you had to say from yesterday.
They would slice off his head with a knife. Now, this is very serious. What's it called? Those guys in 2000, they were... Besayef, Kederach Shamalchus Oisa. And this is a problem because what happens is the guy's standing, he's chopped the head off and his body just falls down and the head falls to the floor. It's a very big bizayon. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a nivul ulo. You know, that's a very big nivul. Guy falls to the floor like that. El Menichas Roisha Asadon, like a butcher. The Koitz of a Kupitz. Suits though. You knock off with a hatchet. Amaloi Ein Misa Menuvelis Mizu. There's nothing worse than chopping with a hatchet, because a hatchet is not sharp. In the old days, by the way, they used to do the guillotining. So they used to pay the guy, if you were getting guillotined, they used to pay the guy a few bucks to sharpen the guillotine. Because sharpen it first, they would give him extra few bucks on the side. The what? Oh, to be first and to sharpen it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They say guillotine, you don't feel it. Before you know it, you're dead.
Every misa was done in front of Klal Yisrael. We only brought a pasuk by skill.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Whoever wanted to see, I mean, you want to see this?
We only brought the pasuk by skill.
Shelly would bring his coffee.
What's his name was on his father's lap?
Right, the Chavila, yeah.
You want to light the match?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Amy's in Vels Mizzou. So the Gemara says, Tanya, pay attention. We got to finish. I'm going to have you look on him. Af ani yadea shemis nevel. I know also that's mis nevel. Means even with a knife, like the way ISIS did it, it's nevelos. You kill a guy like that. Av ma'asa shayam atar v'chusayim lezaleichu. So. It's you don't do the way the goyim do. Rabbanon. So what do Rabbanon do? Keep the chesiv saif by Raisla. My son, the Torah says saif. So let me know. We're not following the goyim. We're following the Torah. Dilei tei ma'achi. Other time is saif on amalachim. The halacha is when a melech dies, you're not allowed to use anything he has. You burn everything he has. V'loim darkei mari. V'loim darkei mari. Isn't darkei mari to do that because the goyim do that. It says it's a pasuk in the wherever that is in Yarmiyah that you burn the king's stuff. So that's lamina. I mean, not learning from the goyim. So what do you want from me? It's not chukseim lezalechu. It says you do with the sword. How do you do with the sword? The Tanya. Nokum yinokum nekimazu in them ahu, because you remember, basically, charim nekemes, the cabras on nekimazu side with the sword. So that's how you know killing with a sword, not with a gun. The boris lay mivris, that you stab the guy. Maybe take the sword with the point, you, right? We said before, by the rib, it's fatal by the rib. Maybe just get into the rib over there, boom, you're done. So, or by the neck, whatever you want. So Gemara says, no, you can't do that. It says the ficherev, and cherev means the whole length of the sword. So you gotta, maybe you cut the body in half. Who did that? Shmuel did that, right? Machi? Amrav Nachman. Amrav Avu. Amakrov. After Echemaycho. Bar Lemisiyav. You do something nice. So Ashkun the Kotel Avda Bachoyrin. So only Bachoyrin. Because it says Nachim Yinokim is going by the Kotel Avda. The Kotel Avda. Bachoyrin Minoli. Lav Kavachoyrin. Kotel Avda Messiah Bachoyrin Mechanic. Of course. What are you going to give the guy if it ever gets saif? So for sure you get bachon gets saif. Hanukh mando khana kal mando khana kho Michael Mema. Nafkhlo mando tani ba atva adam no ke beker miacho. Hukshu ko shok adam la rufo mala am saif. Um na tsavra af kam saif na tsavra, that's how you know you do with a knife. In fact, my mahal, if you gzer shava to egla rufo, in mala am kupitz. Um mol ar if you do from the back, af kam kupitz mol ar from nakhmara vu am krova hafta le recha kamocha bar le misyof. No, you do a good misa and a kupitz is not sharp enough, so you got to do with a knife. That's do it a nice clean cut, baby. Yashikolach. Okay, we're up to, whew, you won't believe it. Hey. Parim man shavim shavim man shavim man shavim shavim kem tzvasan shavim bez adashon mitam begodem. Vein ez ave gotzos ez ave sabira vein mitam begodem. Bez amikdash.